Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live on The Smith Express Show. You feel me? I know it's been a minute, but hey, right now I got one of the up-and-coming artists from the Valley, Southern Texas, doing this thing straight from the ghost town. You already know what it is, my little homie, Lil Fo. What's good, my dude?
Yeah, you already know what it is. Just here posted in the Valley.
On me. That's salute to everybody in the Valley. For real.
Let's get it.
On me. So, look, hey, let's get straight into it. You know what I'm saying? How long you been doing your music then?
Nah, I've been doing this since I was
14,
bro.
That's dope.
Oh, God.
That's dope.
I had all my music in YouTube since I was 14, you know what I'm saying?
That's fire. So, like, you know what I'm saying? What are some of your inspirations to make you want to do music?
One of my inspirations?
Yeah. Like, what's your...
Like, rappers or what?
Nah, just in general. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was it that make you want to pick up a pen and spit bars?
I mean, I don't know, it's just I want to express myself, you know, I want to express my emotions, I just want to show people how I feel, you know, like this is one way to show my expressions.
That's dope. I mean, like, was it a specific song or a specific artist in general
that I like?
Yeah, that you fucked with.
Well, like that I jam out to mostly.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, just in general, you know, like, was there a specific artist that made you want to rap? Or, like, hearing someone or hearing a specific song?
Yeah, there's this nigga, the one that I told you about, GT Garza, that nigga, because he's, like, a Mexican, you know what I'm saying? And that nigga's, like, underground, too. And, you know, it's, I mean, if I feel like your music's good, it's going to motivate me, you feel me? Like, my nigga J Real, too, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga J Real, that nigga. He coming up with some good shit. That nigga motivates me too, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Shout out to the big partner, J Real. You feel me?
Shout out to my nigga.
Homie, that's dope. That's dope. So, like, are you working on any special projects, singles, or EP, or albums?
Nah, but I'm working on a song. Like, these songs, it's just not just one. It's just, I'm just working on them throughout the day sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, you know, I be chilling and some just shit just pops out. I be making some shit in my head, you know what I'm saying, while I'm smoking and shit.
That's dope. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's definitely like some of the best music to make, especially when you got your emotions in it. You feel me?
Yo, and then especially people could relate to you. You know what I'm saying? I like to make music that people could relate to.
That's fire, for real. So yo, like,
because if not, then how are people gonna know? You know, how are they gonna understand? So you know, it's something that they're gonna be like, oh shit, well. That can relate to this shit. I'm
going
to fuck with this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. For real. Because it's like, you know what I mean? You the goal is to make music that lasts forever. You feel me? And not just for the moment.
Yeah, and like, so when you die or something, you know, say something, you die, your music's still going to be out here.
Real shit. And you could pass it down from generation to generation.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's dope. That's dope. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You are, by you being an up-and-coming rapper, what is it that you bring to the game that's not already there?
Shit, I don't know. I'm just bringing some energy, some good fucking energy. I don't know. I just want to have, like good energy, you know? Like, I'm just bringing all my niggas. I want all my niggas to come up, you know?
That's dope. Hey, that right there is rare in the game. They definitely need more people out there like you, for real.
You know, I just want my niggas to make it, you know, just the real niggas, because fuck the fake, you know what I'm saying?
Real shit. Hey, I salute you on that, for real. That's big facts.
Yeah.
On me. So, like...
Real recognize real.
Oh, hell yeah. All day, every day, you feel me?
You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't real, then fuck out my face, because I don't feel you. You feel me?
That's big facts.
Type shit, bro.
On me. Hey, look. So, look, let me ask you this. So, like, you know what I mean? You doing music... Is there any dream collaborations you'd like to see happen that hasn't happened already?
From other rappers?
Yeah, like any dream collaborations like you would like for it to be featured on a song?
Not really. I mean, It's just, I don't really be focusing on the rappers like that, like to make features with other rappers. I just be liking their music, you know. But if anything, it's on me. Like I want to make a feature with like my homeboys or like with the rappers, like, you know. I'm really trying to get up there like that, you know.
Hey, I feel you, bro.
I want to make a feature with a famous rapper. That's my goal, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up. Like, if you was to, like, you know what I'm saying, if you had the opportunity, who would it be?
Frito Bang, no question.
Hey, there, you answered that quick. That's dope.
Frito Bang, that's my nigga. That's my, I don't know, that's my favorite rapper, bro. That's just, I love how that nigga, you know, I like how he expresses himself, like, in a way of violence, but, you know, in a way of violence, but in another way, like you know, under the water, so people won't notice, you feel me?
Oh yeah, I'm already know. What's your favorite song from Frito Bang? Is that a song that you always have on repeat?
See, I mean, all of them are my favorite. You know, every time, you know, but since I've been locked up and shit, that's like one of my favorite ones. Is my Doggone, you know, Doggone.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely check it out though. You know what I'm saying? After this interview, I'm gonna definitely peep it. You feel me?
Yeah, because that's some good shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's big facts. Hey, I feel that for real. So, like, you know what I'm saying? The next 5 years, like, where you see yourself?
Yeah, I see myself already becoming an artist.
Hey, that's what's up.
I see myself already. Well, I've just seen myself more into it, you know, more deep into it, like, getting more into it, like, you know, getting more into my goals.
That's what's up. That's dope. Have you ever started to perform yet or no?
Not I haven't yet, but shit. If I perform, it's I lie because I like bringing out my energy. Like I told you, I'm a hype nigga. I like getting hyped up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's dope. That's dope. I'm already knowing, and it's like based off your energy, because like when you perform, like your energy matches the crowd's energy and vice versa. So they definitely gonna
Hell
fuck
yeah.
with you. Real shit.
Shit, well, I hope so, because I mean that's all I'm trying to do, you know, like trying to fuck with the people, you know. I'm trying to get some fans, you know. There's I got some couple of fans, but I'm trying to get more people to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no doubt. Like I definitely feel that they will, because just how you coming across, you know what I'm saying, you being you, you not trying to sell of somebody that you're not, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I fuck
Yo,
with
and,
you.
I mean I ain't gonna lie to you, I got ops and shit, you know, everybody got ops, but I mean, you know, it's me. I'm doing me. You know, I'm always going to be here, you know, but I'm doing me. I'm trying to get money, you know, get music, you know.
Yeah, I definitely feel you, for real, for real.
I just try to stay out the way, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's the best thing you can do, because, you know what I'm saying, you ain't trying to be landed up in nobody bullshit, for real.
I know, fuck them niggas. They ain't gonna fucking pay the rent. They ain't gonna pay my shit. They ain't gonna do this. They ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Big fact, that, and that's how it be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you end up going down, niggas ain't finna check on your mom, kids, and.
That's
right.
You know
I feel you. You feel me?
And I just be fucking with, I really don't be fucking with a lot of people, because when I locked up, who the fuck was there? You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, that right there definitely show people true colors. You know what I'm saying? Who's really
yeah,
on your
know
side?
What I'm saying? Yeah,
that's facts, man. That's dope though, bro. That you out here making, you turning nothing into something. You know what I'm saying? That's dope.
Yeah, turning nothing. Hell yeah, that's how it is.
Real shit, because look, hey, whether you see it or not, you know what I'm saying, or I don't know if you stepped in the shoes yet, but trust me, there's somebody out there looking up to you. Definitely a role model. You feel me?
Oh shit! Well, I just hope so, because I mean, there's people that told me like, damn, I remember you before, like shit, you do have something in you, and I feel it, like when people tell me that, I'm grateful for that. But you know, maybe I might not show it, but I tell them like, yo, I appreciate you that, like I appreciate that, you know. But whenever they tell me that, you know, I tell them I want to see you do good too, you know. I want to see them do good. I'm not a hater, you feel me? Like if I can help you with something, I'm gonna help you, you know.
That's facts. That's big facts, bro. Salute, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm not always gonna think you're better than me, you know what I'm saying? I'm always gonna want you to do better than me, you know?
Yeah, hey, like I said, bro, definitely a blessing to have you on the show, you feel me? Definitely an honor, you feel me?
Yeah. I hope people really hear this podcast, so, you know what I'm saying? If they can hear, you know, I would like to fuck with them, you know what I'm saying? I hope they fuck with me.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Hey, so like, so anything besides music, like that you hope to get your hands in, like acting, the clothing lines, any different lines?
Well, that's what I've been looking at too. You know what I'm saying? I like to make clothing. You know, I like to be an actress too. I like to act. You know, I think I'll be good in acting too. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, that'd be dope. You know, so I could definitely see you on some, like, you know what I'm saying? Either, if not hood shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, that's what I like. That's what I like. So I was like, you know, when I locked up, I was like, damn, I'll really be a good actress playing this shit because I'm already a hood nigga. So I don't even, it's going to be work out for just perfect. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't even got to act. I'm in it already.
Oh, yeah. That's big facts. You feel me? Everything happened for a reason. Yeah. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Bring the camera to my hood. We playing the movie in my hood.
Hey, that'll be fire. That'll be dope.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, they gonna be paying us. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. That's fire. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every place got its good, you know what I'm saying, and bad. You know what I'm saying? But, like,
yeah.
The with the Valley, like, the Valley talent, bro, like, you guys is dope as fuck. Like I said, many talents, like, it's been quite a few people to come up here, you know what I'm saying? I show them around the city, do the radio, walk the band. But, like, bro, I've never been disappointed at the Valley, and I salute y'all for having such dope talent, for real.
Yeah, and I appreciate you, bro, and I'm pretty sure my nigga J-Real appreciates you, too. And, I mean, that's my nigga that I fuck with that reps the most, you know, from here from Ghost Town. And my nigga Cruz, Young Cruz, too, that reps here from Ghost Town that I fuck with more, the most, you know?
That's what's up, bro. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely always got my support here in Chi-Town, you feel me? Anything y'all could do, yeah, just definitely let me know.
That's love, bro. That's love, for real.
On me, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. So, like, you know what I mean? If you could, like, what would you say, like, your single would be out? Like, what, any new music you got coming out that should be dropping soon?
Yeah, it's gonna come out soon. I'm just waiting for the right time, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I feel you.
I do got music on the way, though. I can't wait for people to hear, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I'll be hearing it, and I'll be like, damn, I can't wait for people to hear it. But, I mean, I'm just waiting for the right moment, you know? I ain't gonna lie. I've been patient ever since I came out the cell, you know? I came out the box from doing 2 years, and I've been patient ever since, you know? I needed to learn how to be patient.
Hey, I feel you. Hey, patience is key, for real. Patience definitely gets you far.
It is, and that's what I had to learn the hard way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's big facts, bro.
And that's what some niggas don't feel me, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Like, oh, yeah, trust me. I'm already knowing. So, look, hey, let me ask you this. You say you was locked up. Like, how was it? Like, were you rapping in there? Did anybody in the cells, like, experience your talent?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, there was a lot of homeboys that rap. But especially, I didn't fuck with a lot of them because they were really my niggas, you know. If they rapped, that was cool. But there was my nigga C-Lo, you know, from over there from H-Town. And that nigga was good. And that's it, mostly him. And then there was another homeboy, you know what I'm saying, that would rap. His name was QP, you know. And them niggas would also rap with me, you know. And they would be like, yo, forward. You know, they would tell me, check this out. And they'll tell me, check this out. And I'll tell them, yo, check this out. You know, I tell them, that's good, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I inspire all my niggas, and they inspire me.
That's fire. That's dope, bro. They definitely need more people out there like you, for real.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it had to be, because without motivation, you know, what is there, you know what I'm saying?
That's facts. Hey, look, so, like, for the people that's tuning in and they want to reach out, collab, you know what I'm saying, even chat it up with you, shout out your social media.
Now, my social media, my Facebook is G4, is G and double E and Foe, you know, just add me. And my Insta is Foe Murder U, Foe Murda U. That's it. That's easy. I mean, I really don't be using social media like that, but you can add me on social media.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Just trying to, you know what I'm saying, for those that might want to reach out.
Yeah. I hope they reach out, you know what I'm saying? Just show love, you know what I'm saying?
Big facts. That's big facts, bro. So, you know what I mean? Like, when, like, around the time you first started rapping till now, the game changed drastically. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? What's your take on that? Because, like, when you first started rapping, you said you was rapping at 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who was the big artist then? Like, who is the big artist?
To be honest, I really don't remember. By that time. You know what I'm saying? Because I was jamming out to hella rappers by that time.
Damn, real shit. What's it called now? It's what, like Lil Baby and...
Lil Baby, everybody the baby, you know what I'm saying? Polo G, Hot Boy. Everybody be popping. And then especially because of that shit that came out, that all the beefy shit, and then they stopped the violence type shit, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? NBA, that shit made them viral.
Yeah, true. I feel
you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, though, bro. Hey, I definitely salute you, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you got a bright future, my dude, for real, some real shit. You know what I'm saying? No cap. I
appreciate you, bro.
No problem.
I appreciate you, bro. I really hope I'm making it. I mean, I know I'm going to make it, but I'm just waiting until it's my turn, you know, until it's my time to shine.
Hell yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying? What's going to separate you from like, anybody, like, competition and all is just, you know what I'm saying? Be consistent and invest in yourself for real, and stay on business. You feel me?
Yeah, always, because shit. I mean, I'm gonna be there, like, I'm gonna be doing some music, but I'm always gonna have to have my money, like, separate, like, you know, always on music, but you know, I always wanna have the money there, you know, always be on my 10 toes.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You feel me? I'm already knowing, you know what I'm saying? And that's the best way, the only way to do it.
Yes, sir. You know.
Hell yeah, big facts. So, like, you into sports or nah?
I mean, shit, I like basketball. I mean, that's when I grew up. I'm telling you, when I was going to school, because I dropped in ninth grade in high school. So, I dropped out. But I was doing sports, though, before I got into all this gang shit. I was doing sports. I was doing cross-country track. I was a fat motherfucker. I'm an athlete still, you know. I still run, you know.
Yeah,
I
got it in
pro shit. But I like basketball. I still be playing basketball to this day.
Oh, that's dope. Like, who you like on the basketball? Like, who's some of your favorite hoopers?
KD, James Harden, what's the other nigga's name? Kyrie.
Oh, yeah, Kyrie go hard.
I mean, there's a lot of niggas that are good, you know, that I admire. Steph, that I admire him. Even though he's not my fan, even though I don't fuck with... You know what I'm saying? With that team. But, I mean, I admire him. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. That's dope. Real shit. That's dope. So, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold you too long, but for those that's tuning in, that's trying to get in the game and accomplish some of the things you've accomplished, you got any inspiring words for them?
Hell yeah. It just wait. It's y'all. You coming. You gonna get it. We all gonna get it. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Let people talk. Let them come up first. You're going to come up, you know what I'm saying, after, you know what I'm saying? Just wait till it's going to be a time to shine. You're going to get it.
That's fact. That's dope. Real shit. Hey, I definitely salute you, bro. And look, we're going to chop it up, you know what I'm saying, right after this interview, you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to get it in from there. So, all right.
Yeah, it's a show.
All right, for sure, my dude.
For sure.
Hey, there you have it. Dope interview from the Valley's artist. Lil Fo, you already know what it is, signing out on the Smith Express. Let's get it. Yeah.